B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Troy?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're looking for a girl named Angela. What happened?
Yeah, Angela, you know, I was pulling the Houdini on me, you know. we've been hanging out for a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And went to this cool little spa, and she just, I went to the bathroom, I came out, and she was, like, gone, man, like a ghost. And I was in there for, like, 2 minutes, man. I wasn't playing with my hair. I didn't do the speed I did nothing, man.
Hold on. You were at a restaurant.
Yeah.
You went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she disappeared on you while you were in the bathroom.
Yeah, I came back and she just like gone, like nothing. And I was in there literally for like 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. So it wasn't like you were taking a dump or anything.
No, I mean I almost had to. I was going to, but you know the speed move.
Yeah. So you didn't go to the bathroom. What do you think you did that might have pissed her off, or do you think you did anything?
Well, I mean, when we went in there, she kind of like smelled smoke on me. I've been trying to quit, man, and I tried to hide a quick toke before we went in there, and she's like, "Oh, you kind of smell like smoke." I was like, so it was kind of awkward, but I kind of admitted it, you know. And then we went in, everything seemed cool. She like she kind of forgot about it, you know. So I don't know. I just was like, if it's the smoking thing, just tell me. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's not
right.
That big a deal, and it's just kind of weird, so something's up, you know?
It might not be the smoking thing. Maybe it's the lying about smoking thing. But you know what? Like you said,
yeah. At
least tell you instead of just, like, leaving when you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, man, I was excited. We've been hitting it off,
right?
You know?
Hey, I feel you, Troy. Okay, so hang on. We're going to give her a call for you next, all right?
Oh, cool, man.
Hello?
Hi, is this Angela?
Yeah.
Hi, Angela. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And can I explain why? We got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you on their behalf.
Wait, who is this again?
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. And there was a guy who gave us your number. It's a guy that you know. And I'm going to tell you his name. But he would like to take you out on a date. And if you agree to a date with him, then we'll pay for whatever date you want to do. Like, you name the place, the day, the time. Whenever you're free, just let us know. We'll reserve the place. You can eat for free. You can drink for free. All that good stuff. And like I said, I'll tell you his name. So, you know, that way you know you're not being set up on a blind date.
Okay. Can you tell me his name?
Yeah, I can tell you his name. So his name is Troy. And apparently you went out with him already.
Yeah. No, I'm all good on that guy. This dude is a piece of shit.
Okay, so when we talked to him, he did mention that he might have not been completely honest with you about his cigarette smoking, but he did want to.
He said he wasn't honest.
Yeah, so he said he wanted.
No, it's worse.
It's worse than the cigarette smoking.
It's way worse. So the last time we were out, we were at a restaurant, and he got up to use the bathroom, and about 2 minutes later, I got a text with him saying, "Hey, babe, working late. Be home as soon as I'm done."
What?
Like,
whoa, yeah. Angela. Yo, Angela.
Troy's on the phone right now. He's listening to this. What was the text again?
Let me check my phone.
It said, "Hey, babe, working late. As soon as I'm done, I'll be home."
No.
Yeah. Exactly.
Man, that's not supposed to be for you.
Obviously.
Troy.
That's not even really my girlfriend. We're not even, man.
Wait, you texted Angela what you meant to text to your girlfriend or someone else?
I guess, but it's not as bad as it sounds. She's making it sound loose.
So, Angela, what did the text say again?
It said, "Hey, babe, working late. As soon as I'm done, I'll be home."
Okay. So, Troy, I would love for you to explain how that's not as bad as it sounds when you sent that to the girl you were on a date with, but you meant to send it to someone else.
She's not really my girlfriend, you know what I'm saying?
No.
God, you obviously live with her.
Well, it's in the beginning, it's like an open relationship, you know what I mean? Like, kind of like, we can kind of do our own thing a little bit. It's not, like, so locked down.
It's an open relationship, but you're lying to her about where you're at?
okay.
Well, kind of working. I mean, I'm working, sort of.
You're working on me.
Yeah. Wait, f*** you. You're such a piece of shit.
What if, is it open enough that, like, Angela could speak to your current girlfriend?
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, she can reach out to me. Any girls out there, his name is Troy. He drives a blue Nissan. He lives in Braintree. If you're listening to this.
Wow.
I bet he's regretting calling us now.
You know, man, luckily for you, I'm going to break up with her. You know, so we can... Well, if you're going to act all crazy about it, then it's not going to work anyway.
You're f***ing assholes.
I want to hang out with you. I want to keep going with you a little bit.
I don't want to see you ever again.
Troy, who lives in Braintree and drives a blue Nissan.
Mm-hmm.
Angela said that she doesn't want to see you again because you happen to be still in a relationship.
It's not a relationship, but Angela, look, if you don't want to do it, then it's not going to work. Are you going to hang out again or what?
Nothing's going to work.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.